not applicable. Plus 00188 2 8 9 7 2 2 5 1 2 8 7 9 3 4 0 2 7 6 9 3 9 6. Copy.
Roger.
Roger. 0 3 3. Zero, 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 zero. Left 1 7. Plus 0 8 8 3. Minus 1 6 5 0 0. 1 2 9 5 5. 3 6 1 8 5. 1 4 6 3 5 0 7. Sirius Rigel 1 2 9er 1 5 5 0 1 0. Ullage, 2 jets, 20 seconds. Quads Bravo and Delta. Horizon on the 2-degree line at ignition minus 3 minutes. Assumes no LOI-2. Over.
Roger. LBS GNN. This is for TEI 3. 46427 minus 053 plus 141 075 312995 plus 28960 minus 00456 plus 00720 180021002 NA plus 00188 28972 251 28793 402769 396 033 0000 left 17 plus 00883 minus 16500 12955 36185 146 3507 Sirius Rigel 129-155-01 2 jet 20 seconds B and D. Horizon 2 degrees at ignition minus 3 minutes. Assumes no LOI 2.
Apollo 8 Houston, read back is correct. Apollo 8, this is Houston with a TEI 3 with an LOI 2, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, TEI 3, STS GNN, 4 5 8 1 0 minus 0 5 3 plus 1 4 1 0 7 5 2 1 2 8 4 6 plus 3 0 1 2 8 minus 0 0 5 4 0 plus 0 1 Niner 1 1 1 8 0 0 1 Niner 0 0 1 Copy.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, not applicable. Plus 0 0 1 8 8 3 0 1 Niner 3 2 5 5 3 0 0 0 8 4 0 2 7 4 2 3 Niner 6 0 3 3 down 0 2 1 left 1 8 copy.
Roger.
Roger, plus 0 8 8 8 minus 1 6 5 0 0 1 2 Niner 5 5 3 6 1 8 5 1 4 6 3 4 5 0 DDC align, no change. Ullage, no change. Horizon, 1 degree at ignition minus 3. Assumes LOI 2. Over.
Go ahead, or Houston, this is Apollo 8, DEI 3 with LOI 2. SPS GNN 45810 minus 053 plus 141 075 2846 plus 30128 minus 00540 plus 01911 180 019-001-NA plus 01-88-3013-255-30008-40-2742-396-033-down-021-left-18 plus 0888-165-00 12955-36185-146-3450. No change, no change. 1 degree in the rise of ignition minus 3. Assumes LOI 2.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. I made one mistake. Horizon window is minus 1 degree. Over.
Minus 1 degree.
Roger. Read back is correct. This is Houston, your go across the board for LOI 2. Would like to take the DSE for a dump, over.
Roger, you got it. Okay, understand, we're go for LOI 2.
That's affirmative.
Before you take the DSE for a dump, let me give you a quick rundown on the DSE before you dump it, if you will.
Roger, standing by.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control Houston. Our GET for ignition of LOI 2 is 73 hours, 35 minutes, 5 seconds. Apollon resulting from this burn, 60.7 nautical miles. Perilloon, 60.6 nautical miles, just about as close to circular as you can get. Burn duration expected, 9 seconds. Delta V for this burn, 135 feet per second. On this pass over the front side of the moon, our spacecraft was at 115 nautical miles in altitude. At time of acquisition, 115 nautical miles in altitude. Our Apollon, which also occurs on this over this side of the moon, 168.5 nautical miles, 168.5. Turning back, continuing to monitor now. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Houston, Roger. Apollo 8, Houston, would you believe that Taurus Eta is the Pleiades? Over.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, 72 hours, 24 minutes into this mission. In this lull, perhaps we can clarify some of the names you heard being given to craters during that recent television pass. Our geology group here had to apply some names to certain key landmarks. Instead of using just numbers and code, they decided to give them real-life names. These are in no way officially named craters. In some cases, I think in most cases, the names have not even been submitted to the international body, which must pass on those kinds of official names. But to clarify this, we thought we'd run through some of them that are in use in an area that couldn't be too well observed by telescopes from Earth. We had some pictures to work from. And you distinctly heard Lovell, Anders, and Lovell talk about craters named for themselves. Incidentally, this is a pardonable bit of a geologist's personality creeping into it. Historically, they have been named for discovering geologists or observers. One was got a real-time name of John Aaron because he is the electrical, environmental, and communications console operator who spotted the need for cutting in the secondary water boiler as we started to circle the moon. That is, he noticed the water level was down. He suggested we go to the secondary loop, apparently when all the others were at the window. In future passes, you may hear names like Schmidt, named for Jack Schmidt, Gilruth, the director of this center, Debus, the director of the Kennedy Space Center, Kurt Debus. There's an unofficial one, Joe Shea, the former manager of the Apollo spacecraft program. Ted Freeman, first astronaut killed in an airplane crash in October of 1964. There's a crater bearing the name of George Lowe, Sam Phillips, Alan Shepard, Mercury, Washington, Apollo, and on either side of the track there's one name for Jim Webb and for Tom Paine, past and present administrators of NASA. Moving along the line, we see craters named for Grissom, Gus Grissom, Ed White, Roger Chaffee, clustered three craters fairly close together and just to the south of the ground track we just heard about. Coming along that same track, we see one bearing the name of Chris Kraft, Don Slayton, Jerry Carr, and on along. I'm sure we'll hear more of these. You did hear today about the crater Bassett, so named for Charlie Bassett, the late Charlie and Bassett, and Elliot C., crater right beside it. Two men killed in an airplane crash in St. Louis in February of 1966. At 72 hours and 27 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston, standing by.
They weren't quite done. We're standing by for a countdown to biomed switch left. Over.